his message to the team was 3-13 or 8-8, and you guys could go one of two ways. How do you guys absorb that message and look ahead to what you guys have left?
Honestly, I just feel like you take it one day at a time. You come back ready to practice, ready to compete, and you just try to build and go out to practice, work hard, compete, enjoy it while you have the opportunity. And I just think, you know, having fun and finding ways to execute, and we'll be happy with the results of that.
How do you stay, I mean, obviously it's a business, but how do you stay motivated here? Not just you, but everybody from
Maryland? Honestly, man, I just feel like it's a blessing to play this game. It boils down to wins and losses, but sometimes you got to take a step back and just understand how fortunate you are to come in and put these cleats on and be in the locker room and work out and be able to wear this and stand and talk to you guys. You take it for granted sometimes, but if you just understand how much of a blessing it is, it's easy to be motivated to go do what you've wanted to do since you were 5, 6 years old.
I know that Dal thought that last week was maybe the best offensive performance you guys have given. Now, yesterday was probably the worst. How do you explain the disparity between the two?
Honestly, after looking at the film, we just didn't execute. It was small pieces, whether it was the players, the coaches, everybody played a part in it yesterday. And you just want to go out, you know, practice, get those things corrected, and try to focus. That was a good football team we played. So when you go on the road playing a team like that, you just can't have those mistakes, the penalties, the MAs, whatever it was. It all just played a part in what you see Sunday.
Is there anything you can take positive from yesterday, or just put it in your rear view as quick as you can and forget about it?
You want to forget about a game like that from a personal standpoint. You just want to watch film, correct the mistakes, and move on and prepare for Sunday.
I want to go back to what you said earlier about realizing how short this thing can be. Does that message reverberate around the locker room thing that, you know, it's a short career and a short opportunity that you have to do what you guys do? Do you think guys in there understand what's at stake now?
I hope so. And it's up to some of the veteran players, the older players who've been a part of situations like this to make guys understand. Unfortunate enough for me, I was a part of something like that last year. Where guys didn't get it, and you don't understand that, you know, the average career is 3 years, and when you lose, everybody loses. It's hard to find a job in free agency when you lose. So you want to put good stuff on film. You want to win games. Teams want winners, and, you know, that's the business we're in. So you just want to try to find ways to win games.
Maybe speaking of last year, you saw Goff go through some challenging times last year, just a little bit kind of like what Mitch is going through now. Did you see then qualities in him that, you know, we're seeing now, you know, this year, in golf when he was going through those tough times?
Yeah, most definitely. And I feel like at the quarterback position, those guys take the blame. Whether it's a penalty on second down, so you're on 3rd and 15, and you got to try to make a tight. It just makes it that much harder for a young quarterback. It just makes it that much harder for an offense. And at the end of the day, they don't write about that. They write about how Mitch did. You know, they don't write about the little pieces that went into the game, the result of, you know, how the performance was. And I feel like we all got to take ownership in the performance as an offense as a whole and his performance.
What can the quarterback kind of owning that stuff, though? You know, like last year, Jared standing up at the podium and, you know, for 7 games kind of taking those questions. What can that do for his quarterback status in the locker room when the quarterback does do that?
I feel like guys, as individuals, really shouldn't look. You know, we all should just take ownership ourselves. I wouldn't necessarily say he has to own up to anything or any position or coaches or whatever. I feel like we all should just look in the mirror and kind of just take the ownership on yourself as a man of not performing how you should.
Teams want winners. How difficult is the losing? Not going to ask you, but we just heard an argument out in the hallway with players, not ask you about that, but is tensions, frustrations really mounting right now, and is that natural when you're 3-8?
Yeah, I most definitely feel like you can feel the frustration within the team, but I feel like that's natural as a competitor. When you're in a business that is basically wins and losses is what it boils down to at the end of the year, and you don't get the wins you want or you lose tight games, whatever it is, just naturally being a competitor is going to hurt, and eventually you're going to get frustrated if you care about it. You know, you're going to get sad. You're going to be emotional because you put so much into this game.
Were you part of that? Or in the hallway?
I don't know what happened in the hallway.
You guys
already. Oh, you have to fill me in on that one. You might be able to stand up here and tell them more than I know.
So kind of getting back to what you were talking before about a quarterback, do you see, and what you were saying about the quarterback kind of taking them in, like, do you see things in Mitch that maybe we don't that are would be considered signs of progress or, you know, good things, a good signal for the future, I guess?
Yeah, I feel like Mitch is an incredible quarterback. He's continuing to progress. Didn't get the performance that we wanted as an offense yesterday, but I don't think it's anything to, you know, hang our heads on. You just got to continue to go forward. He's starting to have more leadership in the huddle. One of the things that I notice, good or bad play, he's the same person in the huddle. And, you know, I love that. That's the one thing I love about him.
Even yesterday?
Even yesterday.
Couple more. Ben, is it normal for players to kind of get in arguments this time of year if it's going? I mean, are those healthy discussions depending on
I wouldn't necessarily say arguments. I just feel like just kind of taking ownership as an individual for what we're putting on tape. The performance that we're having on Saturdays, no one should feel like they're not a part of that. I don't care what you have to do. If you're a part of the organization, you should feel like you took a tough game, you know, Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
No problem.